gentlemen, it's Sunday, January 24th, the year 2021. This is the Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in studio here for Alex, but he's going to be joining us coming up in the next segment, and he also has a couple special reports that he's filed that we're going to air today on the show as well, and who knows, you can't drag the wild man away. So he'll probably even call in, if I was guessing. And we're going to be covering all the latest news, playing special reports, and hearing from Alex coming up. And then, just so you're aware, Sunday Night Live, which follows the Sunday Night Alex Jones Show, for 2 hours, I'm going to be taking nothing but phone calls. So that's what's coming up. First, though, Alex Jones, you know, Elon Musk has moved to Austin, but then Elon Musk built a moon base, and apparently Alex wanted to check it out.
Hope we go back to the moon soon.
That's the goal.
Yeah. We should have a base on the moon, like a permanently occupied human base on the moon, and send people to Mars, you know, and build a city on Mars. That's what we should do.
I'm here at Elon Musk's secret moon base on the dark side of the moon, Moonbase Goblin. You can already see an atmosphere is here under the dome city. Major investments have been made, and soon tourists will be able to come here from Earth and enjoy themselves on the dark side of the moon. It's simply amazing. Now, 100 years ago, that would sound insane, but it doesn't sound insane today. But 150 years ago, to even say that you would have airplanes that could fly in the sky, that would sound insane. So it shows how the potential of humans to imagine and dream really does show, like Genesis says in the Bible, that we're made in the little image of God and really able to manifest and build incredible things. But we have to have a society and a culture and a civilization that's complex enough to be able to bring those materials together to make our dreams come true. But just look at this mountainscape here in Utah where we are, myself with Rob Dew and his family and my family, and just how amazingly gorgeous this is. We're about to take a little sleigh ride through the hills at night. And all this infrastructure was built in the last 50 years for fun. For fun. This is Park City, Utah. It's all built on fun and family. The Klaus Schwab says if it's non-essential, fun is non-essential, you shouldn't have it. Bill Gates says, oh, fun should be non-essential. All your money must go to us. You must live in 250-square-foot coffin apartments. We're talking total control. So fun is what builds civilization, fun and dreams and ideas. Anybody saying you shouldn't have fun, Bill Gates says, oh, we'll never go back to football games or baseball games. We'll never go back to outdoors. We just can't do that. That's because he wants to steal your dreams. He wants to control everything. He wants to control the weather. He wants to control the geoengineering. He wants to control the vaccines. He wants to control your body. He has a lust, like psychopaths have, to rape and kill people, but he does it in a high-tech way where he gets away with it. So again, I'm Alex Jones, breaking this all down for you, this beautiful night, and the snow coming down, and just how really science fiction-esque it is. I mean, look at that big device right over there, whatever that is. I mean, this just all looks like we're on another planet. But really, this is just Earth, and we're going out and opening it up and making it better, not worse. It's the globalist genetic engineering. It's the globalist manipulating all these things that are actually hurting the biosphere and the original system of the Earth. They want to have a monopoly over life where basic plants and animals can't even reproduce without corporate authorization, like the Terminator seed system. And that's what they want humans to be like, is a captured corporate creation they control. They don't want us to hope. They don't want us to dream. And they certainly don't want our dreams to grow freely without their control. They want to steal our dreams and harness them. That's what these Satanists are about, because they're sociopaths and psychopaths, and they don't have original dreams. They don't have that God spark. We're fighting hard. Humanity is winning. I want to salute all the listeners and viewers, despite what's happened to Trump. This was coming. The enemy was going to strike back. We are in the fight, and great things are happening. So trust in God, move forward, and never stop. And remember, if you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back. Alex Jones from a moon base to the airwaves in 60 seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, I've studied history. I've interviewed all the experts. I have looked at every facet of this. And now, with only days until the inauguration of the Chi-Com agent, it's all coming into place. That's how they changed the subject from election fraud. It's how they changed the subject from Hunter's laptop. It's how they changed the subject from Epstein and Obama and Al-Qaeda and the New World Order. And now use the already martial law in place for COVID-19, and that's what it is, to then be expanded and become political and become permanent. They train you to stay in your houses. They train you to be tracked. They train you to do what you're told for 9-10 months as training wheels, and now they launch the storm. The storm is here. It's a globalist storm. There's not going to be martial law for Trump. There's going to be martial law for the globalist. They're trying to set you up. Don't be involved in violence. Expose the New World Order and expose the takeover with information. That's how we beat these people, with truth.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I want to thank everybody for joining us on this live Sunday edition. We're now, 5 days into Biden's installation as the 46th president, and he's doing everything he said he would do. He's keeping his promises to cut off U.S. energy. He's keeping his promises to destroy women's sports and common sense and science and say that biological men can compete and dominate in every sport. This is truly an assault on science, an assault on reality. And from there, it just gets worse. He's announced that they're basically dissolving the borders, that they're not going to have any deportations anymore, and the giant UN-funded invasion waves are on their way after a year of, or close to a year of lockdown in Latin America, Africa, and Asia. This has all been pre-programmed. It's all been engineered. It is the Great Reset. I want to thank Owen Schroyer and the InfoWars team for the great job they're doing. Owen's about to host the 4 hours you've tuned into, not just the Sunday Alex Jones Show, but his own broadcast, Sunday Live, where he intends to take 2 hours of calls. He'll probably take calls today. But I wanted to just speak a few minutes about the nature of what we're facing. We have become a fallen nation. The world has become fallen. We've gotten away from God. And so there are a lot of people willing to lie, cheat, and steal just to get ahead. And that is going to toxify the environment and bring down confidence and destroy civilization. And they know that. They have put that, unlike other dictators and other despots and other tyrants of history, into a scientific cosmology of globalism. Whereas as they collapse society, consolidating power over it, becoming fabulously rich, and getting their own personal power to the level of kings, they say that's part of saving the earth by getting rid of wasteful civilization and, quote, then carrying out the depopulation to protect the planet. Well, again, they themselves are the ones, when you study them, that are geoengineering, that are genetic engineering, that say, oh, we don't care about the environment. We're about to be gods. We're about to have all this incredible technology. That's really what this is. These are mad scientists financed by multi-generational wealth that are truly demonically inspired, who are playing God. And everything they do is about raping you with 5G, raping you with forced inoculations, raping you with their brainwashing culture and their attack on children's minds, cutting off your energy, waging war against you, discriminating against you. That's what they're doing. They're taking away the prosperity that our forebears fought to develop and expand. Now, that is the paradox, though, that when once you have a wealthy nation, you tend to become corrupt, decadent, and then evil, and you fall, and the cycle starts back over again and again. The globalists know that. They talk about that cycle and how they have harnessed it and how they are riding it and actually using that decadent cycle to have what they call the final revolution. So Owen Schroyer is going to be breaking down so much today, but the final thing I wanted to say is this. We don't just have the press secretary for the new president, Biden, coming out and saying we're going to use the military, the police, the FBI to disrupt conservative networks and declaring all conservative media terrorists. That's outrageous. But you've got Acosta on CNN doing it. We'll be playing clips coming up with Stelter saying all conservative media is this evil network. Why, after the Capitol got stormed by a couple hundred people, things would never be the same. Where they're the ones that burned out all these cities. They know they're unpopular. They know they've been rejected. They know people are onto them. They were supposed to carry out this globalist takeover and not have opposition. But we did build the opposition, you and I together. And Trump was just one part of that opposition. So understand, as dark as things are going to get, they're making these massive authoritarian moves because they know they're failing. And it's an act of desperation. But it's not going to be fun for people like myself. You can see it in the news, the attacks, the rigged courts, all their plans. And we were supposed to already be off the air by now. We were already supposed to be removed. But thanks to you and your prayer and your financial support and your word of mouth, we're still here. So I just wanted to thank not just the crew, but all of you for your support. And there is light at the end of the tunnel. We still have some due process, some basic understanding of common law and common sense. And if you look at what's happening in federal and state courts here in the U.S., look at what's happening in Europe, every day a major German state court said that the lockdowns are unconstitutional and authoritarian and evil, that they had to stop. Also in Brussels, it came out where a major court said that you can't make people wear masks, plus it doesn't even protect them from disease. And so, again, this is just constant. All the studies show that the masks don't protect you and the lockdowns are causing massive suicide and causing more death. And so we have to remember, the people that did this, the Davos Group, the UN, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, Fauci, all of them engineered this whole plan in Operation Lockstep and, of course, Event 201 and others. And they're on record, so they should pay. They have the motive, they have the history, they make the money, they get the power off of it, and then they brag about it. And they're saying the lockdowns never end. They want lockdown 2 and 3. They're saying that forced inoculations won't even work, that you'll never be free, that you'll never stop wearing masks, that you'll never shake hands again. And no amount of New York Times articles with Fauci headline, you know, what it was like to work for Trump. I read the article this morning, and he's just, oh, it's so terrible, it's so bad, it's so evil. You know, he wasn't based on science, and there were these horrible conspiracy theories that I worked with Bill Gates, that I was somehow involved. He's on record running the coronavirus chimera weaponized testing at that lab 6 years ago when they moved it there from Chapel Hill, North Carolina to Wuhan. He's on record pushing with John Hopkins and Bill Gates and the UN this whole lockdown agenda. He's one of the main captains, one of the main leaders of it, and he thinks we're so stupid, or they censor people off the web, that they can release this virus, attack it, the population with it, take all our rights away, shut down all the doctors that tell the truth about it, and point out that it's not dangerous if you're not deficient, and that most of the deaths are from other things. But despite that, the public is waking up. So now we just have to start saying no, but it really is outrageous to see them now not just saying, oh, you can't criticize open borders. Oh, you can't criticize election fraud. Oh, you can't criticize the response to COVID-19. Oh, you can't criticize Joe Biden, when all the Democrats do is criticize and riot and burn things and then turn around and act like we're a bunch of terrorists. But again, they think this intimidation is going to work with us. This is really going to get the American people to stand up like never before, and they are standing up like ever before. So we should all be praying and seeking God's face and thinking about what we should do to defeat these people. But the first big thing is recognizing they're non-Americans, they're globalists. They are the establishment, we are the resistance, and that all the corporate media and all the leftists and all the Twitter echo spheres and echo chambers are there to gaslight people into going along with unnatural destructive things, and we should reach out to those debilitated in these systems, those captured in these systems like a fly in a spider's web, and let them know that, hey, you're captured worse than we are in this line. You're not part of the establishment. You're a slave. Just because you pretend to be part of this big takeover and you're part of the power structure while at the same time pretending to be the resistance isn't going to keep you out of the laws of science and logic and God's system. And so that's what it comes down to. So again, all these articles are up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. The only way they get out, the only way that we're able to change the world is when you share them in your email, in your text message. And now they're attacking the very web servers. They're attacking the very domain registers. They're all over the news trying to have us removed, just like Parler. So when I say any one of these broadcasts could be our last, it's that serious. Well, you've all got to sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter, so that no matter what happens, I can send you direct audio and videos of the show from our own servers while that still lasts. But that's how dark these days are. Congress didn't stand up to the original censorship, so now it's going Hitlerian, Stalinistic. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 9. This is as bad as communist China. All right, big tech, of course, is helping communist China do all this, so that makes sense. They're all in bed together. So that's why today, promote the local station you're listening to. Today, spread the word. Today, realize how vital you are in overturning this, because if the enemy was strong, they wouldn't care if we were on air. They need to shut us down because they're weak. They just stole an election, and now they want to shut the economy off to consolidate it. Don't let them do it. All right, back to Owen Schroeder and the live broadcast right here on the InfoWars Network.
All right, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Remember InfoWarsStore.com. Remember InfoWars. Remember Band.video. Remember CantCensorTruth.com. And remember to tell your friends and family, we're still on air. The latest news coming up after the short break.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply, the last 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
This is Greg Reese from InfoWars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at InfoWars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. InfoWars.com. NewsWars.com. Band.video and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, Joe Biden is exactly who we thought he was. His policies are doing exactly what we thought they'd do. And now there's buyer's remorse on the liberal left. So much so, in fact, there's now entire websites and accounts dedicated to the liberal Democrat buyer's remorse for everything that Joe Biden has done, including from the unions. And it's now being reported that you have all the different unions that Joe Biden campaigned to, saying he'd be their president. All the different unions are now calling into the Biden White House saying, what have you done? You've cost us 11,000 jobs here. You've cost us 70,000 jobs here. You've cost us 8,000 jobs here. You said that we could have these jobs. What have you done? Well, he lied. He's a liar. But he didn't lie. He lied to their faces, but he was honest about what he was going to do. They just didn't know it. He said he would ban fracking. Harris is anti-American energy. Biden is pro-China. So it's a pretty easy formula to figure what's going to happen there at the conclusion. So it didn't take long. We're going to highlight a few of these examples, though. But ladies and gentlemen, before I get into the rest of the news, and we hear again from Alex coming up, and then I'm going to be taking your phone calls for two straight hours on Sunday Night Live. We may even open up the phone lines before that, do a record number of phone calls in one day here at InfoWars. InfoWarsStore.com is how we make everything here possible. Now, they have a, let's call it a wheel of death that they have, and they spin that wheel, and whatever it lands on, that's the attack they decide to launch on InfoWars that day to try to shut us down. But thanks to your prayers and your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com and your marketing support by telling your friends and family and sharing those links, because we're banned from doing so, banned on all the social media platforms, banned before even Trump. But thanks to all your support, we're still here. Every day we're on air is a bonus. Every day we're on air is a blessing. Every day we're on air is a day that they did not expect us to be on air. Do not take that for granted. And if you like the great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com like I do, don't take those for granted either. The Super Male Vitality, the Turbo Force, the Pure Turmeric, the Winter Sun Plus, the Bodies, the VasoBeat Complete, and much more, all on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Big discounts as well. We still have the Energize Pack. 40% off Super Male Vitality, Turbo Force, and Ultra 12. We still have the Revitalize Pack, 40% off Bodies, VasoBeat, and Knockout. And then if you want to combine the two, it's the Energize and Revitalize Pack, 60% off all of those previously mentioned supplements. And, of course, the emergency food supplies, the air filters, the water filters, InfoWarsStore.com. Your support there is the financial miracle that keeps us on air. Do not take it for granted, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. It's amazing what the media has done to normal human activity or patriotic activity. And of course, you see CNN and other Democrats calling for the total removal of any pro-Trump media, any conservative media, patriot media, America First Media. They want it all gone. They work for the communist Chinese. They work for the one world medical tyranny government. So they can't have us on air as an obstacle. It's like freedom is an obstacle to tyranny. humans exhibiting freedom, exercising their freedom, is the ultimate obstacle to tyranny. So we're an obstacle to them. You're an obstacle to them. You want to be a free American. We want free speech. We're obstacles to the new world order. But see what they've done now to demonize normal American behavior, non-criminal behavior, making it criminal, but in a social construct way so that they can do that first and then bring it in and say, oh, we have to take your guns. We have to take these people off the internet, which is, of course, what we're seeing. And so one of the individuals that was in the Capitol turns out with his mother. So his mother must be at least 60 years old because he looks like he's at least 50. I'm not trying to be insulting here. I'm just telling you. It's the guy known as Zip Tie Guy. So you may remember there was a guy in there with zip ties. A bunch of photos went viral. Well, he gets investigated. He gets arrested. Then he has an FBI raid on his house. And so they find all of these guns. And some body armor and hats. And so, I mean, they literally have a hat with an American flag and a rifle on it. It's a black rifle, a coffee company hat. A free plug for them, I guess. It's good people. We know the owners. Our coffee's better, but that's just the science. Anyway, back to being serious though. So it's a piece of evidence, a hat with an American flag on it is a piece of evidence. Oh my gosh, his hat has a flag and a gun on it. Oh, submit that to evidence. He's a bad man. He's a criminal. This guy likes American flags and guns on his hat. We'll mark that as evidence. That's right. So there's the evidence, a hat. Look at that. They caught him. But see, these pictures go viral. They get reported in the media. The important one is the one with the guns. So go back to the one with the guns. So, hey, look, this guy has a large assortment of guns, some very unique and expensive, quite frankly. But so he's got a very large assortment of guns here. Everything on there is perfectly legal. People went through it. They did the research. Every single thing there is legal. But, oh, see, he gets investigated. He has the FBI go to his home, and now there are pieces of evidence. And now the imaging, the imagery, the picture is just so shocking. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Look at all of his guns. Oh, it's so bad. And so this is what they're doing now. This is the propaganda. Just having guns is illegal now. But, of course, it's not. But that's the narrative. That's the optics of this, showing this. Oh, domestic terrorists. Oh, all these guns. So it's all about demonizing legal activity, demonizing the American flag, demonizing guns. And, again, he was in the Capitol. There's no denying that, but they go after him and his mother. This guy has to be 50 years old. He has to be at least 50 years old. How old is his mother? 70? So his mother's in there with like a walker, like, oh, little Johnny, let's go over here. It's like, get that woman. She was in the Capitol. But now it's so bad. U.S. soccer star Carly Lloyd explains why she stood for the national anthem. This is a U.S. women's soccer team player. World Cup champion, and she has to explain why she stands for the national anthem. That's how bad it's gotten. That's how much they've demonized Americans and regular American activity, like standing for the anthem.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.Video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste
became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store. Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. Alex Jones here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out in a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well to protect themselves and to be healthy. You need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com, and the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, I'm upper class, high society.
God, we're back here live, The Alex Jones Show. Sunday night edition. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're live. Till 8 tonight, Sunday Night Live, hosted by myself, Owen Schroyer, 6 to 8 p.m. after the Alex Jones Show, but I'm doing double duty tonight, and I'm going to be taking nothing but phone calls for 2 hours tonight. We may be able to open up the phone lines before that, but we got some other special reports we need to air, and I got some news I need to cover, but guaranteed Sunday Night Live tonight, 2 hours of your phone calls, and we'll keep it open for any subject of discussion. One of the main subjects of discussion is the unpopularity of Joe Biden, so much so now even that the liberal left is turning against him. Black Lives Matter has turned against him. A lot of buyer's remorse, or should I say voter's remorse, on the side of the liberal progressive Democrat. But despite from the scary nature of the creeping communism of Joe and Kamala, there has been some comedy so far. Biden falling apart, fumbling and bumbling during speeches, the Marines not saluting him, him seeming to just like speak out whatever someone's saying into his ear, very strange, something being like jacked into during a live press conference talking about plea deals. So it's been very comical, and there's some other comedy developing, including, you cannot make this up, maybe the best comedy feature yet, Joe Biden, after his inauguration, tried to get into the White House and was locked out. What a shame. Here's the report.
Awkward. There are the Bidens standing in the cold, waiting to be let into their new home, the White House. Everyone wondered what was going on. Why were the doors shut? Well, now we know. The chief usher, who was supposed to
open
the door,
kids.
Was fired. Timothy Harleth was hired by the Trumps in 2017 after he had worked for them at the Trump International Hotel in D.C. But the Bidens reportedly wanted a chief usher with no ties to Trump. So Harleth was fired at 11:30 a.m. just as the inauguration ceremony was getting underway.
Oh, darn it. Joe Biden locked out of the White House immediately as he appoints to enter after his inauguration. Isn't that classic? And it's their own fault. Fired the doorman because he was with Trump and then had no way to get inside. Wah, wah, wah. Oh, nobody feels bad for you, Joe, because it's not your house anyway. So technically he did have to break in. So yes, Joe Biden had to break into the White House after his inauguration because he was never elected president. So yes, he is actually technically Joe Biden. That's a B&E. That's a breaking and entering. I don't know what the squatting laws are in D.C., but I guarantee you, besides just the breaking and entering, I mean, we have some serious charges here against Biden. He is not supposed to be there, but there he is anyway. Some cartoonists have decided to have a good laugh, but then also some dark humor about it as well. About the Joe Biden inauguration. You know, I'm not sure who made this originally, and I apologize to the original artist. It may be somewhere watermarked on this. But anyway, a cartoonist put together this cartoon depicting the clown show that was the Joe Biden inauguration, but what was really behind it. So you can see it's just nothing but troops out there, no people, no one in attendance.
Do you solemnly swear to preserve, protect, and uphold the Constitution of the United States of America?
Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not. What do you think, huh?
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by God, you know the thing. Anyway. The point I want to make is Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys. And I did. And back in those days, you see how things have changed? I learned a lot. And I learned that you stack spaghetti sauce at a store and in a supermarket. You control the guy or the woman who brings out the carts on a forklift.
And by the way, it's cost a lot of money. It cost about $740 billion over 10 years.
Okay. Now.
What happened?
Do you solemnly swear to preserve, protect, and uphold the Constitution of the United States of America?
I do.
Well done. Freedom Tunes. That's it. Thank you, guys. Very popular there on the YouTube. They'll probably get banned soon. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to out you like that. But very funny stuff right there. Very accurate. Very funny. But it's sad. The whole world sees now how a man that was never elected was installed president of the United States, and they had to use the whole, well, as many as they could get on, National Guard military force to have the installation and then pretend like there was some sort of a security threat. And you know, perhaps we can have this debate. Maybe now's the time, but, you know, we really got tricked and set up on the 6th, but it's too bad because I'm wondering in hindsight if we shouldn't have been out there on Inauguration Day peacefully, not actually trying to tear into anything or break things or smash into anything or anything like that, but actually peacefully doing it like we successfully did in November and December, to just show the millions of Trump supporters out there while there are no Biden supporters. Of course, that was the idea. That's what we wanted to do. Then we got set up on the 6th and they stole our First Amendment and then labeled us domestic terrorists and are now arresting as many people as they possibly can that were associated with the events, including Joe Biggs, who's being harassed right now. And, of course, they've taken him down off every social media platform. He's not even allowed to have banking. So a tough situation there for Joe Biggs. I know they've set up a give, send, go account to help him with legal fees. So, I mean, this is what they're doing, folks. And the whole world sees what they had to do to fake the election of Biden, steal it, and then do that fake inauguration ceremony. Tulsi Gabbard says domestic terrorism bill is a targeting of almost half the country. And she's right. And so she's right about that. And she can't like what Biden is doing on the war front. Troops moving back into the Middle East, including Syria. So it looks like we'll be right back in those wars quickly. And now China is being even more aggressive in the South China Sea and in Taiwan and in Hong Kong. Apparently, the U.S. is sending some forces into those areas, though, as well. So some saber rattling there. But look at the rest of this sham for Biden. Instagram forcing users to follow Biden White House account so he doesn't look so unpopular. Now, I had friends sending me all the screenshots of this morning. And, of course, the story is at Infowars.com with all the screenshots as well. People unfollowed the account once Trump got out, because they didn't want the Biden White House. And then they find out it never unfollowed. They unfollowed again. Never unfollowed. So they're rigging social media now to make it look like Biden is popular. And, of course, that's all it is fake, just like his election. So that's why they are ending the comments on YouTube and on all accounts related to Joe Biden. That's why YouTube is changing the numbers of the likes and dislikes, because it was 5-1, probably really more than 10-1, but they've rigged it so much now you don't even know. So they're totally having to rig all the numbers just to even fake that Biden has any popularity. And then they have the audacity to lie about Trump even on his way out. And so I'm going to get to that on the other side of this break. But that's incredible, folks. YouTube erasing dislikes from Biden videos because he has more dislikes than likes. Still can't even get a quarter of the views that any Trump video got. Instagram forcing followers to follow the Biden White House. The White House having to ban commenting on Biden videos because they're all negative, calling him a pedophile, saying he didn't win. So, I mean, yeah, it's bad news. Biden's bad news. He really doesn't even know what's going on. The communists are running him. He's crushing our economy in record fashion, but nobody likes this guy. He's the most unpopular president ever. Fake president.
This is Greg Reese from Infowars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at Infowars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfowarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfowarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfowarsStore.com.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is prepared with Alex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there. Water filtration, air filtration, it's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 star. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months, they made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government push and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars even making social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word to fight back.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I also have some news to share on the president's response to domestic violent extremism, the January 6th assault on the Capitol, and the tragic deaths and destruction that occurred underscored what we have long known. The rise of domestic violent extremism is a serious and growing national security threat. The Biden administration will confront this threat with the necessary resources and resolve. We are committed to developing policies and strategies based on facts, on objective and rigorous analysis,
and on our respect for constitutionally protected free speech and political activities.
Well, Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, former Obama minion, now serving as Biden's chief spokesperson, gave a press conference on Friday and said that non-governmental organizations, the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL, are going to advise them on what Americans to put on the extremist terror list. No judge, no jury.
Our initial work on DVE will broadly fall into three areas. The first is a tasking from President Biden sent to the ODNI today, requesting a comprehensive threat assessment coordinated with the FBI and DHS on domestic violent extremism. This assessment will draw on the analysis from across the government and, as appropriate, non-governmental organizations. The key point here is that we want fact-based analysis upon which we can shape policy. So this is really the first step in the process, and we will rely on our appropriate law enforcement and intelligence officials to provide that analysis.
And that then the military, the FBI, local police, everyone will disrupt these terrorist networks. Now, that's the same language when you heard disrupt Al-Qaeda networks. That means go kill people. That means set people up. That means infiltrate. It means take their bank accounts. And they wasted no time taking the president's corporate bank accounts in New York and now his private bank accounts in Florida. And if they can get Trump, they can get anybody. Just like I said, if they could shut me down online a few years ago, they were coming for you next. Congress must act and take action. This is beyond authoritarianism. This is more sophisticated than what Hitler did.
The second will be the building of an NSC capability to focus on countering domestic violent extremism. As a part of this, the NSC will undertake a policy review effort to determine how the government can share information better about this threat, support efforts to prevent radicalization, disrupt violent and extremist networks, and more. There's important work already underway across the interagency in countering DVE, and we need to understand better its current extent and where there may be gaps to address so we can determine the best path forward. The third will be coordinating relevant parts of the federal government to enhance and accelerate efforts to address DVE. This considered, NSC-convened process will focus on addressing evolving threats, radicalization, the role of social media, opportunities to improve information sharing, operational responses, and more.
You have to understand, the Southern Poverty Law Center spokesperson, Sasha Baron Cohen, said a few years ago, last year, as their spokesperson, he said, we need to arrest the heads of big tech if they don't do what we say. And so you have to understand the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, they are funded by George Soros and other criminal groups that have overthrown foreign governments many times and bet against currencies and really behaves like a James Bond villain. And he's teamed up with Klaus Schwab, who's literally a James Bond villain, bringing in the Great Reset. So this is an incredible time to be alive, my friends, and you need to go see the video. It's on Infowars.com for yourself, because we've become accustomed to tyranny, like the frog in the pot that's boiling, and now it's at high boil. We're about to die politically. And the Democrats admit this is a systematic takeover. They say they want re-education camps for libertarians, Christians. They say that anybody that doesn't take the COVID shots or doesn't allow the contact tracers into their homes will be sent to these facilities to be locked up. And we're all following UN directives. They're all making the same announcements in Australia and in Canada and in the U.S., all in the blue cities and blue states. And now they're going to further bankrupt the country with an ongoing lockdown, get everybody at each other's throats, get everybody on the government dole, bring in a universal basic income so they can control every aspect of your life. And so this is the last straw for America. This is going to break our back completely. We need Congress. We need the governors. We need coalitions of individuals to come together and say no to this clear and present criminal danger. You can't have private groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL openly advising CIA and FBI at threat centers on who needs to be routed out and who needs to be disrupted. Those are the terms they use. Brennan was on last week, former head of the CIA, top globalist running this, the military actions against the people. And he said, we need to use the military, we need to use the FBI, we need to use all the local police to root out these Trump supporters from Christians who are extreme, you know, believe in God, and who aren't for abortion, down to libertarians.
It's so much more difficult today because of what we have seen, not just over the last 2 weeks, but that certainly has riveted our attention, but because of this growth in polarization in the United States and domestic violence in white supremacist groups. So I know, looking forward, that the members of the Biden team who have been nominated or have been appointed are now moving in laser-like fashion to try to uncover as much as they can about what looks very similar to insurgency movements that we've seen overseas, mm-hmm. where they germinate in different parts of a country and they gain strength, and it brings together an unholy alliance frequently of religious extremists, authoritarians, fascists, bigots, racists, nativists, even libertarians. And unfortunately, I think there has been this momentum that has been generated as a result of, unfortunately, the demagogic rhetoric of people that just departed government, but also those who continue in the halls of Congress. And so I really do think that the law enforcement, Homeland Security, intelligence, and even the defense officials are doing everything possible to root out what seems to be a very, very serious and insidious threat to our democracy and our republic.
It is illegal for the federal government to use the CIA domestically against the American people. It is illegal to use the military in a political fashion to spy the American people. All of this is illegal. But what's even more outrageous and illegal is to have the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, and other organizations controlled by multinational corporations and foreign funders like George Soros to be involved in private intelligence gathering against the American people and then interfacing with the national security apparatus of the state. This is the purge. The purge isn't coming. The purge is here. Americans don't have reflexes to fight tyranny because we have never seen something like this since our founding. But this is the same thing the Russians went under, the same thing the Nazis went under, the same thing the poor Chinese went under. And we now have private security networks controlled by master criminal George Soros, the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL, working from offshore bank accounts with billions, running private intelligence networks who have been arrested before for breaking into police stations and getting files on U.S. citizens, to then create false information and false files on their enemies and hand it over to the Democratic Party. Now they're simply making this criminal activity they've been involved in decades a public operation against the American people and against the world. But you have to understand, I'm not the target. They have to get rid of the opposition before they fully bankrupt the nation, put us into receivership, and phase the dollar into this new global UN Chinese-backed currency. It's all been announced. So if you speak up against this, if you realize this is a plan to shut down the economy, if you realize it's a plan to make you a financial slave, if you realize there's a plan to shut down our energy systems and fully make us serfs, then still elements that are good in Congress and elements that are good inside the state governments can unify now and say no to this plan. We're covering it all at band.video and infowars.com. God bless and good luck.
War. Terrible war. Widows. Orphans. A motherless child. This was the uprising that rocked our land. 13 districts rebelled against the country that fed them, loved them, protected them. Brother turned on brother until nothing remained. And then came the peace. Hard fought, sorely won. A people rose up from the ashes and a new era was born. But freedom has a cost. When the traitors were defeated, we swore as a nation we would never know this treason again. And so it was decreed that each year the various districts of Pan Am would offer up in tribute one young man and woman to fight to the death in a pageant of honor, courage, and sacrifice. The lone victor, bathed in riches, would serve as a reminder of our generosity and our forgiveness. This is how we remember our past. This is how we safeguard our future.
Students at Harvard now want to set up kind of re-education camps and moral rehabilitation centers and institutions for vetting people who had the chutzpah to work in the Trump administration.
And the question is, how are we going
to... All right,
to
ladies and gentlemen,
really
we're going to pick this special report back up with these compilations, just showing you what the left or the Democrat Party, the liberal progressive movement has in store for you and for us. And when you get to the brass tacks of it, it's pretty frightening. But, boy, you got to admit, it's clownish in its approach and in its execution. Totally unpopular, but like Alex said, we don't have the will, we don't have the reflexes, we're just allowing these people to make us slaves because we just told we can't fight back.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is, all right? Mountain Patriot in Colorado, thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug, that DNA Force. I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells, so people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctors sell for like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
The question is, how are we going to really almost deprogram these people who have signed up for the cult of Trump?
Experts say they see cult-like behavior.
We have, there are millions of Americans, almost all white, almost all Republicans, who somehow need to be deprogrammed. It's as if they are members of a cult, the Trumpist cult, and who have to be deprogrammed.
Because they've been brainwashed, Joy. I really believe that they have been brainwashed by this misinformation campaign.
So how do you de-radicalize these people? Joining us now is Stephen Hassan. He's a mental health professional who has been helping deprogram people out of cults for decades. He's also the author of The Cult of Trump. There are millions of people who believe that the election was rigged. How do you begin to deprogram them?
Once we educate them, we coach them on how to interact and empower the person to start thinking for themselves.
I think a lot of people are going to have to be deprogrammed.
We had a program addressing white supremacists, that we had programs, federal programs, that went towards funding organizations like these that de-radicalized people. And President Trump pulled the plug on federal funding for some of these programs. And so one thing that we know is that we have to get that funding right back up, and we probably need to double, triple, quadruple, or increase funding for these de-radicalization programs.
We can look to history, though. What ultimately breaks that power structure in the South is enforcement, right? There has to be consequences.
David Atkins is a DNC member, as you said. He's also the leader of the California Democrats, and he is suggesting that over half our country needs to be reprogrammed, not just 75 million people that voted for Trump, but the conservatives in this country.
A Bernie Sanders staffer was caught on undercover camera saying that Trump voters should be sent to re-education camps.
What are we going to do with those people that resist the change? Because that's a big deal.
Well, I'll tell you what. In Cuba, what do they do to reactionaries?
They shot them on the beach.
I'm not buying the rings. We offer a lot of Republican voters and Homeland Security with their children. And we'll put them into re-education camps.
They felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest. Where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill. 25 million people.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
I have decided we really need camps for adults. And we need the kind of camps that you all run. I mean, really.
The bottom line is all of America needs deprogramming because we've all been negatively influenced by Donald Trump.
And now, a rise of political extremism, white supremacy, domestic terrorism that we must confront and we will defeat.
Believe me, folks, I understand your first reaction to this. It's mine too. Run, run, run from these psychopaths. But here's the problem. It's not just a bunch of hot air going out over the airwaves or out of Biden's mouth at the Democrat Party. They have the political will to enslave you. And they have the physical will to murder you.
Alex Jones here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out and a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well to protect themselves and to be healthy. You need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com, and the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We go back now to a special report from Alex Jones on how the Great Reset is being used to make America dependent on foreign energy, which will eventually, of course, collapse our country.
Meteorologists are reporting that this is one of the coldest winters in North America in many, many decades. But that doesn't stop the left from saying we have global warming, and so you need to turn over control of all oil, all gas, all natural resources to them because, again, carbon is a bad thing. Think about that. You're made up out of carbon. The life cycle on this planet is the sun, water, carbon dioxide, and oxygen. You got to have those four things for life. And they've named one of them toxic and bad. And so they're saying all U.S. power plants that put off any type of carbon dioxide must be banned and shut down, even though we have the cleanest plants in the world. China has no controls on their plants and has energy about 20% the cost of ours when it comes from coal power. If we don't have cheap electricity, you can't have factories and businesses and industries here in the United States. That's why Elon Musk announced yesterday to the Texas Railroad Commission that runs oil and gas drilling that he's going to drill super deep wells all around his space launch bases that he just so happened to put his bases at, knowing he needs his own fuel in the future. But if Obama has his way, those new permits will not be issued. Did you hear what I just had to say? It's very simple. It's like turning a light switch from on to off. As soon as Trump got in 4+ years ago, the stock market went straight up. Because America was open for business again. As soon as Biden got in, all the futures have gone straight down because he said we're going to phase out of fossil fuels, period, even natural gas that is totally clean, ladies and gentlemen.
With one signature, President Joe Biden put the whole project in jeopardy.
Well,
17 executive orders in action signed by President Joe Biden in his first few hours in office.
This represents an immediate loss of 10,000 union jobs. Pink slips will be going out, unfortunately, in the very near future.
And so they believe whatever the UN says and whatever Bill Gates says and whatever the environmental groups say are good because they believe they're actually saving the earth. But they're not saving the earth. They're only selectively cutting off the energy to Europe and the United States. Spain is the most advanced in bringing in the shutdown of fossil fuels in the last decade. And they're in an ongoing depression. Upwards of half their population is unemployed. And in their youth, in some areas, it's even worse. This is the post-industrial world where we're built off of fossil fuels, we're built off of industry, and now they're taking it away, but only in select areas. In World War II, when British and U.S. bombers began to retake Europe, the first thing they did was bomb oil refineries, pipelines, and power plants. Well, day one, Joe Biden, hours after being sworn in, after being installed as the presidential dictator by the communist Chinese, shut down the Keystone pipeline that's already completed from Canada down to Port Arthur, Texas, that was set to bring in, that was about to be opened, 30 million barrels of oil a day out of Canada, cementing the U.S. as the number one energy exporter in the world. But instead that being shut down now, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, along with Soros, own and control the railway that goes out to the west coast of Canada, where the giant Chinese tankers will now load the oil and take it to China. So literally, this is like a giant game of Risk, but it's more sophisticated. Why do you think the Saudi Arabians fund all the anti-fracking movements? Because they want to shut us down. while they're open for business. It's so transparent. This is all, again, a military action against you and your family. And people get convinced to root for their own destruction. That is the purest form of mind control and brainwashing. China's refusing to sign on to the Paris Accords. So are other countries. And so it's going to be impossible to develop any more here. You'll only be able to invest there. And that's why they call it the Chinese Communist Century. That's why Xi Jinping is celebrating helping get Joe Biden in through fraud, because this is real military conquest. Now, right over here, there's a local hotel where we're hanging out here in America's, beautiful mountains. And it's a perfect allegory of what energy does and what plentiful, cheap fossil fuel energy does versus not having it. So this is really a stranglehold on our energy supplies, and incredibly destructive and incredibly dangerous, and it'll cause a lot of people to lose their jobs, become very, very poor in the United States. But that's part of the Great Reset that Klaus Schwab and others want.
I think it's very important to know that the COVID-19 pandemics just has accelerated certain trends which we had seen before and which actually were discussed in Davos this year, like the lack of paying sufficient attention to the environment. So what we will see now is acceleration of those trends and, of course, a unique opportunity to reset our global agenda, to do something about all those negative developments. I include also the lack of international cooperation.
So you see, leftist followers are really just useful idiots. They are helping bring in total corporate discrimination, or siege, an act of war, to cut off Western Europe, the United States, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada's energy. But then every other country and every other major multinational corporation can still use energy with no restrictions or controls. And then the taxes off of what carbon we're allowed to use are paid into private mercantile carbon trading systems literally owned by Bill Gates, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and others. Bill Clinton, Al Gore, they're all huge investors and even own part of the companies, large pieces. So here's a great allegory. We're out here in the freezing cold. Cheap, plentiful natural gas allows this amazing fire for us to warm our hands. Just like the sun gives almost all of the energy to the earth that we need for life to be sustainable. So, again, if certain countries couldn't have the sun and other countries could have the sun, would that be discriminatory? Well, if certain countries can't have natural gas and oil and coal, that's also very discriminatory. So this is really an act of war. And we've been convinced that, oh, it's for the earth, oh, fossil fuels are bad. And that, it's just not true. The very same big multinational corporations have been suppressing a lot of new systems of energy that are almost free. And then you also see Bill Gates, who's been involved since the mid-90s with geoengineering, they've now declassified. He's running a planetary program to practice blacking out the sun for certain countries. Again, it's all about full-spectrum dominance. It's all about total energy control. So we need energy. We need the sun. We need volcanic energy. We need hydrothermal energy. We need hydroelectric energy. We need fossil fuel energy. We can take all these energies and make them extremely clean. In fact, we've made them clean. But now we're being told we can't have them at all. This is dangerous. This is war. And it gives total power and control to the IMF, the World Bank, the UN, and the Davos Group that admit this is about a planetary takeover called the Great Reset, which is really the great leap forward that Mao Zedong engaged in, that David Rockefeller engineered and wrote articles about in the New York Times. So, again, we have got to move against traitors in Congress with the political truth, and we have to support those in Congress that are actually exposing this before our main energy systems are shut down. This is going to become very, very apparent in the next few months as the economy implodes, because the word is out, America's closed for business. We have to stop this treachery, this siege, and this blockade against our republic.
And thank God, ladies and gentlemen, that InfoWars is on the air to report this, because nobody else quite will. Now, I'll be honest, this one is big. For them to basically steal our oil and give it to China. For all intents and purposes, that's what Biden did. He stole our oil and gave it to China. And, I mean, you think about that. I mean, that's just... is that treason, putting China above America's interests? I mean, you tell me. But, ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you this. The attacks on InfoWars are back. In different ways, and it's not really my place to say what's going on behind the scenes here. Maybe when Alex gets back, hopefully he can enjoy his vacation before coming back, and then he'll break it down. But your support at InfoWarsStore.com is more imperative than it's ever been, ladies and gentlemen. Every day, in fact, we increase that threshold of being closer and closer to the creeping tyranny and the end of free speech. And so shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all your supplements. We do have the best supplements. I mean, we basically, it's like you walk in the supplement section at your favorite convenience store or local grocery store or whatever. That's our store. We just have it digitally at InfoWarsStore.com. So shop with us while you can. And remember, share the links. Band.video. TheResistance.video. And now, CantCensorTruth.com. CantCensorTruth.com. I've got more news coming up on the other side, and then more from Alex Jones as well. Don't go anywhere.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Now a battle of wills. Do the American people have the will to be free again? Or does the corporate world government, with their will to enslave us, outwill us in our desire to be free? Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We've got a couple more segments left here. We will be hearing from Alex again. And then remember, on Sunday Night Live tonight, which airs 6 to 8 p.m. on Sunday evenings, hosted by me, 2 hours of your phone call. So that's going to be coming up here shortly. I want to finish up with this news before we do that. Again, the story is at Infowars.com with the clips and the different news segments. Trump and conservative news remains an existential threat to this country. But, of course, the irony is in the statement. We're the ones that want to save the country. We're the ones with the slogan, Make America Great Again. We're the ones talking about the Bill of Rights. We're the ones wanting to preserve the flag and our history. They're the ones that burn the flag. They're the ones that destroy our history. They're the ones that say America's bad. But then they say, we're a threat to America. We're a threat to the Republic. We are America. We are the Republic. You are aliens in your nature, in your human nature. You are aliens to the idea of human freedom. But notice the attacks against Trump continue, including the lies, like in this story from Vox, fake news Vox. Donald Trump's presidency was the worst thing that happened to the Trump brand. And it talks about how bad his business has been since then, and he can't sell the stuff that he normally sells. And now the buildings where his name is up on it, but that he doesn't own, they want to take his name down and terminate his lease and all this other stuff. And it's, oh, and it's Trump's presidency. No, it's your lies about Trump. It's your negative coverage of Donald Trump. It's the total inversion of reality of what the Trump presidency was. But that's what they do. They attack Trump. They lie about Trump. They demonize Trump. They lie about him some more. They label him things that he isn't. And then they say, wow, boy, that Trump was really bad, wasn't he? Whew, now his brand suffers. No, you did that. The death by a thousand cuts. That's what they're doing to this country. It's what they think they've done to Donald Trump. Here's another lie. In fact, I bet you the crew couldn't even find this if they tried. I briefly tried myself. Headline from the New York Times. Joe Biden, watch geek in chief. But there was a line in here that really had me rolling. Mr. Biden laid his hand on the family Bible. Yeah, give me a break. What do you think's in that Bible? Wearing a stainless steel Rolex Datejust with a blue dial. A model that retails for more than $7,000 and is a far cry from the everyman timepieces that every president not named Trump has worn conspicuously in recent decades. Wait, what? So Joe Biden is an elitist, wears a Rolex, I guess, is what they're side insinuating here, but saying, no, he's doing it classily. By the way, I'll be honest. I am kind of a bit of a watch guy, not the biggest watch guy you'll meet. Rolexes are actually some of the worst made watches. Constantly need repairs, and they fall off your wrist. They just break and fall off. Not even kidding you. But so, they say, a far cry from the everyman timepieces that every president not named Trump has worn. So they're saying, oh, don't worry, because it's all about Biden's one of us. Like, he's not an elitist. No, he's totally an elitist. It's all he is an elitist. So he wears a Rolex. Hey, that's fine. I like people wearing expensive watches. Rolexes are nice watches. I'm a watch guy. I have no problem with people wearing watches. People want to make fun of you wearing watches. No, but it's like when AOC had that expensive watch. Well, she's a dirty commie. So for her to wear an expensive watch, she pretends like she's not an elitist. She is. Same thing goes for Biden. So they're trying to say, oh, don't worry about Biden's Rolex. It's okay. Biden's Rolex is okay. Trump's Rolex is bad. Biden's Rolex is good. Here's the catch. Again, his $7,000 Rolex, a far cry from the everyman timepieces that every president not named Trump has worn. Ladies and gentlemen, and I'll challenge the crew for this right now. But Biden probably has a fake Chinese Rolex anyway. Donald Trump and President Trump never wears watches. He literally never wears watches. Guys, go ahead and do a Google search. Sometimes he'll wear one if he's in his Trump polo for golfing. Other than that, the guy doesn't wear watches. With his suits, never wears a watch. You can go type in President Trump, Donald Trump, in his suit, his classic navy suit, tie, sleeve cuffs, cufflinks, never wears a watch. Trump literally never wears a watch. In fact, I guarantee you that I would bet the New York Times can't even find a picture of Trump while he was the president wearing a Rolex. Unless they have such great zoom when they're spying on him on the golf course that maybe he was wearing one on the golf course. But Trump rarely wears watches. So yeah, there's where he wears watches. On the golf course, he likes to wear the watch with the polo. He rarely wears watches when he's in his suit. I'm not convinced by that. I'm not really convinced by that. Could be something else. Point is, Joe Biden wears a Rolex and they're like, oh, don't worry. He's not elitist. Oh, no. With his, four or five properties taking tens of millions of dollars from foreign nations. He's not elitist. He can wear a Rolex. It's okay. Yeah, there's a story. Recent presidents not named Trump have tended to wear everyman timepieces such as Timex and Shinola. And Trump just, he never wears watches. So it's all a big lie. But of course, it shouldn't even matter. They're successful men. They want to wear a nice watch. They wear a nice watch. But see, Trump, he's not allowed to wear a Rolex. He's an elitist if he wears a Rolex. Demonize Trump for wearing a Rolex. Oh, but Biden wears a Rolex. They call him the watch geek in chief. And they say, oh, Biden's Rolex good, Trump Rolex bad. So that's just the basic framework of the media's approach to anything Trump or Biden. Apparently, what is Trump up to out in Florida? Trump drafting enemies list of Republicans for his Patriot Party to challenge in primaries. Sounds like a setup. But that's what's being reported on the Daily Mail. I don't believe this, do you? Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz see approval ratings dip in wake of Capitol riot. Do you believe that for a second? I don't. I don't believe any of these polls. So polls are a big lie. Even our elections are a big lie. Social media numbers are a big lie. TV ratings numbers are a big lie. These people are manipulating everything now. Everything. And so the only reality that you can trust in is what you see in front of your own eyes. Which is sad to say, but that's kind of how it was meant to be anyway. So it shouldn't be that big of a deal. But of course it is when they're rigging all the numbers for Biden. 15,000 dislikes to 1,000 likes and they just say, nope, those dislikes don't count. Take them down. All the comments on Biden's Instagram and YouTube all saying, hey, you're a pedophile. Hey, quit molesting kids. Hey, quit taking money for China. Hey, you lost the election. YouTube says, nope, ban the comments. Nobody's allowed to comment. You share any evidence of an election theft from 2020. Oh, you're banned. You're not allowed to talk. Oh, that's free speech, though. Yeah, real tolerance.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth, create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab. All officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them. Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
Three, two, one.
Here we go!
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available. In this one-minute ad, I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link. Theresistance.video. Theresistance.video.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've studied history. I've interviewed all the experts. I have looked at every facet of this. And now, with only days until the inauguration of the Chi-Com agent, it's all coming into place. That's how they changed the subject from election fraud. It's how they changed the subject from Hunter's laptop. It's how they changed the subject from Epstein and Obama and Al-Qaeda and the New World Order. And now use the already martial law in place for COVID-19, and that's what it is, to then be expanded and become political and become permanent. They train you to stay in your houses. They train you to be tracked. They train you to do what you're told for 9-10 months as training wheels, and now they launch the storm. The storm is here. It's a globalist storm. There's not going to be martial law for Trump. There's going to be martial law for the globalist. They're trying to set you up. Don't be involved in violence. Expose the New World Order and expose the takeover with information. That's how we beat these people, with truth.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, coming up on Sunday Night Live tonight, that airs 6 to 8 p.m. Sunday evening, hosted by me, 2 hours of your phone calls. And that 2-hour transmission is pretty much commercial free. We take a break at 30 minutes, but that's it. 2 hours of your phone calls coming up. And don't forget about the big sales at InfoWarsStore.com happening right now as well. Here's just some of the examples on our top-rated, top-selling supplements. Pollen Block, 25% off. That's selling out fast. Alpha Power is 50% off. That's selling out fast. We now have Super Male Vitality back in stock, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, back in stock, 50% off. 50% off Lung Cleanse, 50% off Pure Turmeric Extract. Don't forget about the Energize Pack, 40% off Super Male Vitality, Turbo Force, and Alter 12. The Revitalize Pack, 40% off Bodies, Vasobeat Complete, and Knockout. And then the Energize and Revitalize Pack, which is all six of those supplements, 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your new year started off the right way with the Energize and Revitalize Pack. And of course, if you don't have emergency food supplies, now is the time. Those are available at InfoWarsStore.com. Every day we're on air is a blessing, folks. Every day you pick up these transmissions is a blessing. Do not take it for granted. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com and share the links. Tell your friends and family about our transmissions. People are hungrier than ever for truth. And, you know, I've noticed other people who you wouldn't expect are starting to take up that mantle, take up that challenge of trying to red pill other people. And so I see it all the time when I'm out now, whether it's the grocery store or the gym or whatever. People just making, like, you know, snide comments about how, you know, Biden didn't win, how, you know, the COVID's fake, the mask doesn't do anything. You just kind of hear this and it's like, oh, finally people are waking up. You know, took them a while, but hey, they're waking up and they're nice people. They're not, you know, loud or boisterous, but they want you to know. So they kind of give it. And, I met this immigrant family from Vietnam. They have a 19-year-old son and he was just cracking me up, just ripping the liberal media. And I mean, first generation American, he gets it. But of course, see, the first generation immigrants actually get it, whose parents came here through the legal method and who fled socialism and communism and didn't come here for handouts. They get it and they see the threat more than anybody. Sad though. There is buyer's remorse happening on the left though, on the liberal progressive Democrat side, like, Lee Una, a union that campaigned for Biden and did marketing for Biden on the internet, saying he stands with us, so we stand with him. Lee Una for Biden did all this promotion of him to get him over the hump. And then, what's this from Lee Una? Pipeline construction has been a lifeline for many Lee Una members across the country. The anticipated decision to cancel the Keystone Pipeline will kill thousands of good-paying union jobs. Oops. Ouch. Ooh. That's your voter's remorse face right there. Am I nailing it? You want some more? There's a little more here. Lauren Wolf. In fact, there's more from this one. Former New York Times writer now. We'll get to that in a second. Yeah. We'll get to this, guys. Hold on, though. It's hilarious, this refrain of cancel culture, as if it's actually anything. Lauren Wolf from the New York Times. Oh, there's no such thing as cancel culture. Oh, what's this? My friend and family, Lauren Wolf, was just fired by the New York Times after they were pressured by fascists for what she said when she said she had chills after witnessing Biden's landing on the 20th. Oops. There's no such thing as cancel culture. You're canceled. How does that one taste? Voter's remorse. But pull up the site, guys. So there's a Twitter account and there's websites now that are fully dedicated to the voter's remorse that Biden voters are going through right now. Guys, put it. Biden voters posting their L's online at Biden L's. This thing has been active for less than a week. I mean, guys, I'm telling you, it's the same thing. I feel bad. I shouldn't be laughing. But it is kind of comical to see all these people that voted for Biden that are now like, I just lost my job because of Biden. He just stabbed all the unions in the back. I've been canceled. What is going on? It's like, I forget. They really believe the mainstream media. They really believe the mainstream media. They really believe their own lies. They really believe their own fantasy land. And so it's odd behavior. It's very childlike, really, to be shocked by this, but they have been mentally retarded. That's what it is. It's arrested development. I'm not talking about the TV show. It's arrested development in that they can't develop their minds to live in reality. They still live in the fantasy la la land of Santa Claus comes down the chimney and puts presents under the tree. Of course, that's ridiculous, but children believe in that. It's an arrested development. You don't have the developed mind So you just believe in it. All the propaganda is around you, so you just believe in that. That's the modern day liberal leftist, sadly. That's the modern day Democrat voter. Oh yeah, Biden stands with the unions. Biden's for free speech. And then boop, Biden gets in. Half the people on the internet are canceled and he cuts all of our energy and gives it to China. So voters remorse for Biden is only just beginning. A little voters remorse. It should have been Bernie, but he didn't. They stole it from Bernie anyway. But the story is at the Federalist. So the Bernie Sanders meme, legendary viral from the inauguration where you're sitting like this with the gloves. Everybody knows it, right? The gloves. Well, the woman, story from the Federalist, the woman behind Bernie Sanders' iconic mittens had to shut down her business because high taxes killed her small business. Oops. Her name is Jen Ellis. She commented, people have been contacting me thinking that they can get mittens and they can't. I don't have any more. And I didn't have much of a mitten business anymore because it really wasn't worth it. Independent crafters get really taken for a ride by the federal government. We get taxed to the nth degree and it wasn't really worth it pursuing that as a business, even as a side hustle. Exactly. That's what taxes do. That's the entire New World Order in a microcosm economy nutshell. Shut down the little guy. That's why all the movie theaters are being shut down. I mean, look, even an independent movie theater will air. I mean, we'll probably fill all of its theaters with the mainstream media propaganda movies anyway. But it's the notion that they could not. It's the notion that they could air something else. It's the notion they could air a documentary from Dinesh D'Souza. It's the notion that they could air whatever they want. So they have to shut down all the movie theaters. That's happened because of COVID. Same thing with the restaurant businesses. Why do they go after the restaurants? It's the notion that a restaurant could feed you good food. It's the notion that a restaurant will feed you a big, juicy steak. But see, they want total corporate control of all the restaurants, so eventually you don't get meat. You can eat like a bug nugget or a veggie burger. And that's what they're now doing. And by the way, right on time, right on tickety time, Twitter suspends Antifa accounts with more than 71,000 followers. So now they're going after Antifa. They're arresting the Antifa that destroyed the Democrat headquarters in Portland. And now they're banning all the Twitter accounts that Antifa has been allowed to have for 4 years or whatever, been using to organize. So now they're coming after you. We told you it was coming. You called us fascist. We warned you this was the future if you embraced the globalist propaganda. You fell for it. You bit into the bait. They hooked you. Now you're on the reel. You're going to be flopping like a carp out of water. Good luck.
This is Greg Reese from Infowars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at Infowars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfowarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfowarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfowarsStore.com.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is prepared with Alex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the Force GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in with a long globalist fight. You'll win in the end.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months, they've made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government push and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars even making social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word and fight back.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, remember, 2 hours of your phone calls coming up on Sunday Night Live. InfoWars Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m. Sunday nights. That is coming up shortly. But first, the latest report from Paul Joseph Watson.
There have been over 14,000 COVID deaths since Joe Biden took office on Wednesday. And Biden is personally responsible for every single one of them. Hey, you made the rules, not me.
200,000 dead. As you said, over 7 million infected in the United States. It is what it is because you are who you are. That's why it is.
But just be thankful that we're in the safe hands of Biden's new assistant health secretary. The individual who pulled her own mother out of a nursing home after issuing a statewide order forcing them to accept COVID patients. It's okay when we do it. Her department also issued guidance to ensure the continuation of the crucial activity of COVID-safe orgies. Personally, I'd be totally comfortable being at the mercy of this salubrious trio. Trump supporters disgracefully rioted on the very night of the inauguration. Oh, my bad, that was BLM and Antifa. Again. Not only was Trump blamed for his own supporters storming the Capitol, he was also blamed for 7 months worth of BLM and Antifa's mostly peaceful riots. So now they're rioting under a Biden administration. Who should take the blame for that?
Come on, man.
What happened in D.C. last night was horrible. These terrorists broke into the Capitol and were being violent towards these poor
All cops are bastards. It's okay when we do it. But hey, at least they only smashed up police stations and set fire to buildings. The precious historical books of women in politics remained untouched. Joe Biden signed an executive order to mandate mask wearing on federal property. But you know who's apparently exempt from that rule? Joe Biden and his entire family. It's okay when we do it. What? Still, at least the same media that hyperventilated whenever Trump failed to wear a mask was hot on the story. No, wait, a single question was asked by a Fox News reporter and he was immediately brushed off.
Why weren't President Biden and all members of the Biden family masked at all times on federal lands last night if he signed an executive order that mandates masks on federal lands at all times?
I think we have bigger issues to worry about at this moment in time.
The legacy media also had far more pressing issues to pursue. Like the color of Biden's airplane.
Will he keep Donald Trump's Air Force One color scheme change?
This is such a good question.
The CNN COVID death toll tracker has also mysteriously disappeared.
I think we have bigger issues to worry about.
Bigger issues like welcoming our new dear leader.
Those lights that are just shooting out from the Lincoln Memorial along the reflecting pool, it's like almost extensions of Joe Biden's arms embracing America.
Joe Biden today, certainly he was commander-in-chief, but he was also papa-in-chief. Inauguration felt more like a church service.
Like a priest explaining something from the Bible.
Like after a good sermon, the congregation doesn't want to go home.
And the sun started shining during his ceremony, Wolf.
He is the better angel president.
Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, who are you, what have you sacrificed?
The most popular president in U.S. history.
Thank you. It's from my district.
The odds are not in your favor. And while they tell us to put our masks on, both literally and metaphorically, theirs come off. The world is about to be reminded that the military-industrial complex, for whom Joe Biden is a puppet, is infinitely more dangerous than Donald Trump's offensive tweets. President Biden is considering reversing Trump's drawdown in Iraq by adding thousands of troops to combat growing terror threats in the region. Wow, it took the resistance president all of 24 hours to turn the war machine back on. We're sorry for that 4-year interruption, and now back to our regularly scheduled programming. Finally, a return to normalcy. Biden may be about to return American foreign policy to the Obama days of catastrophic interventionism, arming jihad, toppling secular leaders, empowering Islamists, and causing international migrant crises, Middle East 2021 to 2025. But hey, at least if you want to complain about any of that, the White House website will guarantee to record your proper pronouns.
President Biden has removed the Diet Coke button. When I interviewed Donald Trump in 2019, we became fascinated by what the little red button did. Eventually, Trump pressed it, and a butler swiftly brought in a Diet Coke on a silver platter. It's gone now.
Yeah, are you sure it just hasn't been repurposed to order drone strikes on Middle Eastern wedding parties?
I am especially proud to be the first president in decades who has started no new wars.
Now that Trump's gone, the real, authentic grassroots resistance is back to save America. The Boeing Company, Goldman Sachs, and Bank of America. Yay! 4 years of bombing kids in the Middle East while hollowing out America's economy for the benefit of weapons contractors, Wall Street, and predatory transnational corporations. All hail the resistance. just a hunch, but if your political consensus is shared and amplified by every major cultural institution, establishment media empire, and billionaire tech oligarch in the world, maybe, just maybe, call me crazy, but maybe you're not the resistance. Just a hunch. But with Orange Man Bat having lived rent-free in their heads for the past 5 years, some leftists are struggling from withdrawal symptoms.
Goodbye and good riddance forever. May every future history book remember you as the egotistical shit stain on history that you are.
Trump isn't even aware of your existence, but yeah, you've totally owned him by having a badly drawn dick permanently ingrained on your body for life. This leftist celebrated Biden's victory by defying his dying Trump-supporting father's wishes to be buried, by having him cremated, dumping his ashes in the garbage, then bragging about it on Reddit for dopamine and social media clout.
Hands, are we the baddies?
Can't be said enough. We topple the dictator.
Because as everybody knows, the only way to topple a dictator is to vote him out of office in a democratic election. How white liberals think fascism works.
You're finished.
No, please.
No more waking up at 3 a.m. full of existential dread. Tonight we sleep like we used to when we were 5, and we fell asleep in the backseat of the car, knowing that Dad was in charge and nothing bad could happen. Good night, America.
Yeah. Dad's in charge now.
Come on, man.
But at least Biden's
That's them admitting, like I said earlier, that they're in arrested development. They're all like little children.
The vast majority of whom continue to call for the creation of an NKVD-style secret police to treat Trump supporters like domestic terrorists, have them removed from society and thrown into re-education camps.
Radical extreme conservatives, also known as domestic terrorists.
So much healing. So much unity. Quick question, Joe. But how can there be unity and healing when many of your supporters want to literally expunge tens of millions of Americans from society? This is not
America. But if leftists had stormed the Capitol, you'd support it. Yes, they are fighting for a good cause. Fascists are fighting for a very bad cause. This should not be difficult.
It's okay when we do it. After it was revealed that the Capitol riot was almost entirely planned on Facebook and Twitter, both were banned from the App Store, had their servers pulled, and were completely wiped off the internet. Oh no, that was Parler. It's okay when we do it. Trump himself went out on a whimper, announcing a pardon list that was the most depressing since Schindler's. Julian Assange and Edward Snowden were told to go whistle, while a bunch of criminal rappers were set free, including a mate of Snoop Dogg who lobbied for the pardon of drug kingpin Michael Harry O'Harris. Snoop Dogg being the guy who literally simulated assassinating Trump in a 2017 video. You know what? I think I'm finally tired of winning.
There are a lot of people that want us to take action against Facebook and against Twitter and, frankly, against Amazon.
Yep.
Amazon also. A lot of people want us to take action.
Are you going to?
I can't say that, Tucker. That I can't say.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and of course, all of the reports and all of the streams and the archives are at band.video. Band.video. All right, that does it for the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday. Sunday Night Live kicks off in 90 seconds. 2 hours of your phone calls. The number, 877-789-2539. We open up the phone lines now on InfoWars for 2 hours.